decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order.
Shall we do the final proof on that?
You can if you'd like. It's item 13.
Does Ms. Straight move it?
Yeah. All you have to do is plan approval.
Yeah, okay. So move it.
Item 13. So he's moved.
Yeah.
We went back for the plan approval that we had waited for this variance on.
Aye.
Item 3 is the zoning agreement amendment at 550 Keniston Boulevard under file ZAA2 of 2010.
He used to be a school teacher. You have to forgive
that's
him.
That's right, yeah. He's bringing up the quilt.
Okay. Actually, can we have my consultant speak first?
Sure. So I think we've been registered. Pedro, Chavez, and Laura Mess.
You can, if you're all together, yeah. You can all come up at the same
sure.
time.
We did present this to the city of Winnipeg. Basically, it's the renovation that we did at Keniston Superstore. We were the architects on the project. The project's been completed. At the time of the application for the building permit, we also entered into a signage permit for the project. At that point in time, the existing zoning amendment or zoning that exists on the property requires us to apply for a zoning amendment, basically to apply this signage on the east-facing elevation. The zoning amendment or the zoning agreement that's in place at the moment was established when the property to the east of the existing superstore came up for sale, which was the old railway site or railway that came up for sale, the property. That property has been amalgamated and brought together with the existing superstore property. And the zoning amendment or the zoning agreement that's in place restricts us from placing a sign on the east elevation. And we're in agreement with that and with the planner's report. And we do want to continue to agree to that as in compliance to the existing zoning amendment that exists. What we want to illustrate here is that basically we haven't expanded the store. In the event that we do expand the store in the near future, we would agree, you know, basically comply with the existing zoning on the property. What we're asking for here is basically, in the interim, allow us to place this signage on the east elevation to basically bring in the westbound patrons to the store and customers that they have they can see that the store has been totally rebranded with a new paint color. You know, everybody in Winnipeg's, you know, recognizes the superstore as a big green box. Well, that's not the case anymore. So we don't want them to feel that there's no identification of on that east elevation. So we'd like to, you know, recognize that this is an interim position for us, and that sign would be removed in the future when we did an addition to the east property. In the interim, we'd like to have that sign there basically to bring attention to the store and so customers understand that is a superstore, but we're blue now, we're not green anymore. And there's about 150-foot distance between the rear property line now and the east elevation. So there's considerable amount of vantage moving westbound on Grant for visibility of this sign. So that's why we feel it's important to have. That's basically, you know, we're not wanting to change the zoning of the existing property. We just want an interim position to allow us to put that sign. Daniel, if you want to add anything.
I think Pedro covered it quite well, but for us, the rebranding of the Superstore is very important. The store has been in place there for quite a long time, as Pedro had said, in that green color. And I think many people in Winnipeg and Western Canada associate the Superstore with green. So we feel it's important for that westbound traffic to realize that it's still a Superstore. It's just we've given it a refresh. We've cleaned up the store to give a better offering for our customers.
And there's a considerable distance between, you know, the rear property line, which is also separates the back lane from the properties to the east, which has a significant commercial zone on the frontage of Grant. And then it's residential. But again, when we do expand the store, we would comply with the zoning that's in place. Well, that's why the land was bought.